is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 21st of January, 2009. Today is the birthday of the poet Forrest Gander, born in the Mojave Desert of California, 1956, grew up mostly in Virginia. His mother was an elementary school teacher there, spent summers with his father, who ran a bar in Greenwich Village in the 60s, which started out as a college bar and then became a gay bar. Forrest Gander, who grew up along the Potomac River, playing outdoors, fishing with his Swedish grandfather, who could recite Edgar Allan Poe and prayers in Swedish while they were fishing for bluegills. He majored in geology and English, and after he graduated from college, was diagnosed with cancer, third-stage melanoma. After cancer treatment, he said, "A fevered seriousness visited upon me. I looked like a veteran of some awful conflict, and I was ready to change my life." Moved to San Francisco, met his partner in the poetry room of the San Francisco State Library, moved with his partner to Mexico, became fascinated with Mexican poetry, began to translate it, has since published translations of the poems of Pablo Neruda, as well as his own poems in the collection Eggplants and Lotus Root. Forrest Gander, who said, "I have lost the consolation of faith, though not the ambition to worship." It's the birthday of the critic Louis Menand, born in Syracuse, New York, 1952. One of his most famous books, The Metaphysical Club, A Story of Ideas in America, describing the historical philosophy behind modern liberalism. And it was on this day in 1952 that William Shawn succeeded Harold Ross as the editor of the New Yorker magazine. William Shawn, who published the work of J.D. Salinger, Truman Capote, Pauline Kael, and many others. Known for his attention to detail, William Shawn, who once argued with a writer over a single hyphen until 2:30 in the morning. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Deborah Nystrom, entitled Snow for Brad. 15 below and wind at 60. No way to get the feeder to the cattle. They'll have to tough it out or not till the gusting dies down. If they weren't the neighbor's herd left in your care, you'd forget them. Now they'd be gone, sold for the pleading or the settlement, like everything. You think of cutting the motor off to sit in the tractor cab a while, radio songs slowly fading out as they suck the battery dry, white nonsense scattering at the windshield like bits of wreckage, hypnotizing till some kind of sleep comes on. No sleeping in the house, the bedroom closed, the kids' rooms too. You only go to the couch and listen to television voices calling as if to a lifeboat they don't know anything about. Once in a while, the answering machine, not her, just your mother or sister, worried, trying to coax you to the phone, draw you out. But you're too tired to tell them there's nothing left here to worry about. If the gusting doesn't die down soon, the cold will finish all of it. Snow, a poem by Deborah Nystrom, from Torn Sky, published by Saraband Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Margaret Boehm. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.